Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Since there is so many case studies already published using Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and now second Lord, sixth Lord, tenth Lord, and so on, all the case studies are coming towards you, helping you to ground what is you, as in what is your personality, your Panchanga, and how does it tie into what you will do in the world. Essentially, that's all career is, folks. Don't make a big thing out of it. Doesn't matter what your HR department or your friends or your families or your boss tells you. Career, or whatever you call career, is what you do in the world. It may be anything from arts, fine arts, yoga teacher, gym teacher, anything, music, arts, dance, so on and so forth. But there is a misconception, people don't take this tithi, the thing called the tithi, very seriously. So I'm going to be doing now a series which I'm going to expand more on the concept of tithi and what it means. So here's the introduction. If you've already seen this, skip this part and go to the next one, okay? This is introduction, it'll be common to all the particular podcasts. What is tithi? Tithi is determined by the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart. It remains fixed for life. It doesn't depend what period of life you are in, from birth to death. Each tithi is in the range of 12 degrees. Like you can see the table over there. Okay. So it goes from 0 to 12 Pratipada, Dvitiya is 12 to 24 and so on, in intervals of 12 degrees of angle. Number 2, tithi represents your emotional body, hence requires you to pay great deal of attention even before you go into the study of horoscope, divisional charts and so on. There are a total of 15 tithis, one set for the waxing half cycle of the moon, which is the Shukla, going from new moon to full moon. Shukla means white in Sanskrit. Second half of tithis is going from full moon back to new moon, which is prefixed by Krishna, or black, which is given Krishna because he was dark in color. All remedies, quote unquote, which are done within Vedic astrology are done for tithis, not Karana, Yoga, etc. Keep this in mind. Now, within each tithi, what shall I cover? What will be covered are these 8 points. Element of the tithi and the deity. The ruling deity is the main thing there. You got to understand the energy of the deity. You can do more research now. There is GPT and all the rest of it. Psychic abilities, number 2. What are your psychic abilities? What are your real superpowers? Each one, there is one, okay? Each one has a superpower. We're just uncovering what that is for each tithi. Number 3, how to enhance them. Number 4, what to be wary of. There are always pluses and minuses. This is a realm of duality, so everything will have a plus and a minus. We'll see that. 5, the personality traits of it. How it actualizes in your personality. And the life lessons, what you should be learning from that for this lifetime. The remedy for it, we'll see the remedy part also. And last, we'll see the differences between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of every tithi. For example, there is Pratipada 0 to 12, and there's the in the Shukla part, in the Krishna Paksha part, there's Pratipada from 180 to 168, the minus 12, right? The full moon going towards new moon, that's the separation, okay? So we will see all of this. Let us begin. Before we get into the tithi part, I just wanted to highlight how to study and how to know your particular tithi which you were born in. There is an app called Jyotish app. I have marked the icon in the description above, okay, in the slide. You can see that blue box, blue icon with a white fire kind of thing. It is free, it has no attachments, it has no hidden stuff, nothing. Okay, some benevolent soul has made this free for humanity. Use that, plot your horoscope, and you can even see the transit tithis which are going on every single day. Okay, use that. Now let's get into the tithi part. Now we come to Trayodashi, the 13th day of the lunar cycle. So if you are having an angular distance of 144 degrees to 156 degrees between the sun and moon in your natal chart, you are born on a Trayodashi. The Shukla part or the Krishna part depends upon its waxing cycle or the waning cycle, like we've seen before. So the lord of this particular tithi is Kamadeva, the god of desire. Not so much god of love as such, but it's a god of desire. Charisma, perfection and sense control are the elements of this, the key word, so to speak. The element is ether, Any ether element dictated tithi is more abstract in nature. It goes into a great deal of abstraction because it is not in the other four grounded elements, earth, air, fire, water kind of. Ether is very, very abstract. It penetrates everything. Okay. So the lord of this is Kamadeva, and this is sacred to Shiva because it is very detached in nature. People who are born on a Trayodashi are by default not attached to things of this world. Their abilities are their charismatic and magnetic. Trayodashi born individuals naturally attract others. They have a drive for perfection, an innate ability to control senses is a rare gift, of course. They harmonize love with discipline, finding beauty and devotion and refinement. How to enhance? Go to Lord Shiva. Tune in to Lord Shiva. Tune into the Linga. Tune into the Shiva's mantras. And more so at twilight on a Pradosha day. Pradosha day happens once in a month. And that day is very pleasing to Shiva because he grants you a way. He shares an energy with you where you can get liberated from your doshas or where your personality has been pretty much blindsided, you might say. Sense control practices like yoga, like meditation, like breath control. There's so many things these days. It's all on the net anyway. You can tune in. Also, creative arts enhance their psychic magnetism and perfectionist drive. What to be wary of? Overindulgence, obviously, in pleasure or vanity. Kamadeva gives you the lordship over desires. This is what is misunderstood. People think it's Kamadeva. So in India, on Trayodashi, especially Dhan Trayodashi, they go on buying jewelry of all kinds. That's just marketing strategy by jewelry people. There's no need of hanging things around your neck. If you know what I mean, that's not real wealth. Anyway, back to this. They must maintain balance between attraction and detachment. They're too detached, people born on Trayodashi. Personality, detached and focused on moksha, like I said, spiritual liberation. These individuals are prone to releasing attachments. Innately, you will not be wanting to get attached to anyone if you're born on a Trayodashi. They may face sudden changes in jobs or life and struggle with consistency, the Saturn principle, consistency, discipline, etc., etc. Life lesson for these people becomes overcoming worldly desires and attachments. Remedy may be praying to Kamadhenu because the Lord is Kama, isn't it? Kamadeva. So Kamadhenu is a divine cow which gives everything. All the worldly things, that is. And giving food to the cows, because cow is the recipient of that Kamadhenu. Now, let me share some more aspects from my notes here. Letting go of everything in Trayodashi people. Feeling of moksha, releasing everything. So, they lack the attribute to make plans or follow up anything systematically. Also, a curious thing. Lot of accidents happen on this tithi statistically, even in transition. To avoid going traveling too much anywhere on a Trayodashi. Muhurta part of it I will handle later on. I made another set of slides for it. We'll deal with that there. There are more of this. These people may not get attached to people, places or things. Saturn will create problems for these people. Why? They lack consistency. They're not attached to things. Saturn wants some degree of attachment. Therefore, it ends up having bone issues for these people. Okay. Jobs, issues with jobs, because jobs require Saturnian kind of approach. You need to keep up some level of consistency, isn't it? They keep leaving things and moving on to new jobs for no reason. Life lesson here, therefore, becomes wake up from the senses or the sensual world. Wake up from the karma. Kamadeva is teaching, this is all an illusion. It'll all come and go. Your life is more energetic than things around it. Because they do not have attachment to people, they struggle in marriage and professional life, both of which require consistent performance. if you know what I mean. Consistency is the key we are highlighting here. Saturn becomes a problem for these people. Okay? First, keep this in mind before you think of remedies and that kind of stuff. Okay? First, keep the things in mind of what energy it brings. Most of your consciousness will come by tuning in what you're born in as. It should be true for you. If this is there, you are pretty much living your life like this if you're born on a Trayodashi. Now let's see some Shukla and Krishna parts and how they create variance. So what's the difference between the Shukla part and the Krishna part in Trayodashi? The contradictory sort of element, if you have following me so far, in Trayodashi is the Lord is Kamadeva, desire. Desire of material things. Desire of goods and services. Desire of gold and silver. That's why people run around in Trayodashi day and go and buy gold and silver thinking they'll become rich. So desire of material things. Okay. On the other hand, they are like Shiva. They want to be detached from everything. This is the push and pull within Trayodashi. So in the Shukla part, the tone is growth orientation. And natives are magnetic, refined and capable of balancing desire with discipline. I wouldn't put it so much. They have a desire for a lot of things. They embody the charm, beauty, harmony, etc. But they have a problem holding on to things because the Shiva element in them wants them to get out of that. It's the push and pull, isn't it? Towards desire and away from desire. The ability to inspire others through refined charisma and control of the senses. Well, these two are a little contradictory. One wants to go out as desire, one wants to control the senses and get back in. When you control the senses, you pretty much get back in, away from the world in a 3D world. Function. Shiva worship at Pradosha. Pradosha is a particular day. You can look up the Panchanga app, Jyotish app. It will tell you when the Pradosha happens. Social harmony, creative arts and refinement of conduct. Even these people can make very good creative people, especially if they are not very materialistically inclined. They can produce fantastic works of art because they don't have any attachment to it. People who have a lot of attachment towards their art form, by the way, cannot produce good works of art. Well, you can, might also say that attachment produces less refinement. Harmonizes, refines and attracts. In the constructive and outward form, in Shukla Trayodashi, this will be the energy. In Krishna Trayodashi, it goes inward, isn't it? All Krishna parts go inward. It's release oriented, disciplined and inwardly refining. Natives harmonize affection and responsibility, carrying the siddhi of self-mastery. Krishna Trayodashi is better in terms of this because Shukla Trayodashi is simply going out creating more issues for yourself. In Krishna Trayodashi, the Shiva form comes out, transforming attraction into devotion, purifying desires into duty. They radiate purity through restraint. Fasting on Pradosha day is good. Twilight rituals are good. Vows of self-restraint are good. Purification of desire. Well, it's nice to say purification of desire. There is nothing to purify in desire. Desire is just desire. What is there to purify? It's just your consciousness going outside or inward. It's just the energy of movement of consciousness, isn't it, desire? You might also say desire is just consciousness with a movement. Just consciousness sitting still has no desire. So releasing an inward is another approach to this mode of operation of Krishna Trayodashi. So it balances, restrains and sublimates. That's the energy of Trayodashi, folks. Next we shall do Chaturdashi, which is a little more hectic guy. Meanwhile, take care, be safe.